can't go to the store. I got this, these people, somebody dragging their leg over here. They stomped over here. Did this, that, did that. I'm looking at this because I know that's what my where my ministry is. Father, I can't say I know nothing because I don't. I've told you I don't know. I've admitted it. But one thing I know, that your name is above all names. And at your name, every knee, every demon, every knee have to bow. Every tongue will confess one day that you are the God of the universe. Father, in Jesus' name, unless we come into this that you are showing the church, fear will come upon the church and people's hearts will fail them. So help us to know who you are. Today we are prepared to take the sacrament. It's what you told us to do. But we don't realize the depths of this. But this church will learn, God. You're going to open our eyes. We're going to see Jesus. And these ain't going to be just services. It's going to be what you have intended from the very beginning. Why you put this building here, we're going to know before this year is out why. And I thank you in Jesus' name. I thank you. I thank you. I pray that the saints would pray for me. I'm not trying to be nothing. I just want to be a Christian. The kind that was in the Bible. That's all I want to be. And I want to see you, you, be a Christian. That's all. Amen. I ask it in Jesus' name. Turn around and tell somebody, say, I really love you and I'm going to pray for you. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank all of you all for praying for me. I know you do. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you. Yeah. I really appreciate you. Let's kind of calm ourselves and not be so fast. Come on. We ain't at McDonald's. We in the house of God. It's up to us to make it. You know, it's up to us. You know, don't be looking for no one person, you know, to stir stuff up. Now you stir up. And then everything gets stirred up. Let's take the offering in Jesus' name. You can't beat God giving, no matter how you try. Come on, let's give. The more you give, the more he gives to you. So keep on giving, because it's really true that you can't beat God giving, no matter how you try. You can't beat God giving, no matter how you try. The more you give, the more he gives to you. Just keep on giving, because it's really true that you can't beat God giving, no matter how you try. Praise the Lord.
Most gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord, for this time of the service, Lord. We thank you, God, for the giving this morning, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you would bless those that had the heart to give but didn't have to give, Lord. We pray, God, that you would just bless the sacrifice this morning, Lord. We pray, God, that you just keep on, Lord, blessing this church, Father. Financially, Lord, spiritually, in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just stand on your feet and just clap your hands one more time for God. You know, God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. You think it's easy. You may be seated. You got another thought coming. Hallelujah. Every pastor, we're glad to have a Brother Walter back. He looked like he's feeling pretty good. You want to testify, Brother Walter? Okay. You want to say something for God? Thank you, Jesus. That's the truth, John. Amen. That is the truth. Well, we thank God for you. Thank God for all the young people to come. Will you turn with me to 1 Peter 5 and 7? Y'all should know that by memory. I want to encourage you, and I think that we've been encouraged some. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't give up. Just keep contending. It's not a journey that, you know, that he ain't never told you that it would be easy. Now. He says yoke was easy, but he said strive. The word strive means to contend. So there's something you have to do, ain't it? But here's something I want to leave with you today. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. I really thank you for the spirit I feel here today, Lord. It's just a beautiful spirit, a spirit of love and peace, and I appreciate you, God. Pray that you would anoint us to minister your word. Hallelujah. Thank God we stand here waiting upon you, that you would just fill us with a double portion of your spirit, that we can minister your word, that people can be helped and turned around in Jesus' name. The Bible say in 1 Peter 5 and 6, I want to start right there and then I'll read a few more scriptures. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now, that's one thing I want you to really put in your spirit. You got to be humble. You must be humble. You must, if God want to use you, you have to be humble. Amen. Say humble.
Humble.
Y'all know what humble is? You got an idea, right? Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Listen, be sober, be vigilant, watchful, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom steadfast, resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You ain't going through nothing that somebody else ain't went through. Everything you go through, somebody else probably going through and going through worse. So he said to be patient. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. We got to be settled. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Praise the Lord. I had so much, I said, Lord, I know we need to, so much we need. I just, my mind just, you know, where do I stop? But I know we got to be humble. We have to be humble. I'm going to go over to Jude 3. Third chapter of Jude. No, just it ain't but one chapter, third verse. The third verse. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. I'm telling you, I'm really stirred up. I'm just. The third verse. Oh, Jude was the servant of God. He said, he started off and he said, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you, peace be loved, and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should what? earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We have to strive. Say strive. For the faith that was delivered unto the saints. In this hour, I guess I've heard ministers preach on it, and I've heard, and I think most of us preach on it. You know, God is so good. It just seemed like he don't see nobody as such. You know what I'm saying? And I thought about the favor that he has shown toward this church. God has really shown you favor. I say, God has really shown you favor. But don't let that favor cause you to think that God don't want you to live right. You still got to be earnestly contending for the faith. And if faith was holiness, these people lived according to what God had told them. They didn't make up their own words. Sometimes I think people make up their words. They ought to get them a Bible and stick their stuff in there. But this is a life that you live for Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And I thought about how, you know, you young people, y'all don't know what we knew back yonder. There are things that we knew back yonder ain't been told y'all. You know, and you may think, oh, that's legalism. Oh, that's, you know, I hear this a lot. But it's so funny because then it may be legalism, but God done left somewhat. He and, you know, we used to go to services. I know we go to service, listen, and we go back home. The pastor would just keep the church door open with the lady that cleaned the church. We go to church and we go back home. He didn't have to tell us to come back. We were so stirred up, I'm telling you. We didn't want nothing but Jesus. We go at 5 or 3 o'clock and, you know, to service because something was going on. Now you can't hardly get people to stay an hour. They preach too long. They sang too long. Well, something's wrong, but I'm telling you, children of God, it's up to you to live. Well, when you come into this church, it'll get stirred.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then you want to stay. You know, you want to stay. I remember when we didn't leave. You stayed in church. It's some churches now go on for hours.
Yeah.
Just hours they go on. I'm hoping that there's something going on. But praise the Lord, we want to see God move. Come on. Yeah. So we got to be striving, amen, in the right way.
Yeah.
I said, we got to be striving in the right way. You just can't make up something and say, well, I think this is all right. No, no. That's up there's right. You can't make your own Bible. It's already wrote. I say it's already wrote. Amen. And listen, I'm going to tell you something else. There are people that are striving. God got people, praise the Lord, that he have picked out. And I'm going to tell you, ain't neither you said, you know, we preach. And there's some people going to do what the Bible say. You may do what the Bible say. Listen, you keep on testifying. I don't care how the people think. People that say they got faith, and when you get up there, say, ugh. I told Dad, I went to a church, was hearing about this lady, praise God. She got up and she testified how God had healed her. And the baby said, praise the Lord. Another lady got up and said, and she said, I've been sick. You know, on down there, I've been sick. And she really was testifying. And she said, I went to the doctor. And the doctor gave me, and I went to this and that. And folk tore the church down. You didn't get that. People... You don't do what they do and get it the way they got it. We say we love God. And I believe everybody here do. I do. I believe you love the Lord. I do. But something is wrong with the church. Something is wrong with church folks. Amen. Because you can't hardly sit in a person's house to love God and talk and have a decent conversation. Oh, I didn't hear that, but you know it's the truth. I tell you, but you go over there, you go to the next house you go to, and I told the Lord, I said, God, you know what? I think every time we go somewhere, we ought to pray. Usually, most people, I do pray, but I was visiting somebody, and I said, Lord, I didn't pray. We didn't pray. Because you need to, if we listen, children of God, nothing comes unless God give it to you.
Amen.
I say nothing comes unless God give it to you. If you got a hunger for God, God gave it to you. You ain't got a hunger for God, then you need to say, God, make me hungry. Make me hungry because I've learned this. It take God. You may play on it. You may try to pretend, but it take God to give you a true something. I say it take God. If you want to, hallelujah, you can tell when people got a true something. You can tell when people just got a formality. It shows up because when you got a true hunger for God, it shows up. And I say, God, give us a hunger for you. Help us to hunger for you, God. Help us, God, in Jesus' name. But I come to tell you today, I believe that Jesus is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And you people that are striving, don't worry about what people say. You know, people in the church will look down on you. You get up and testify. I love them. All the testimonies I heard this morning, I love them. So let me go out here and get in this thing. Shuck. And these people, really, praise the Lord. I don't want to miss nothing. It was beautiful. Because you need to thank God. He said, tell of all his wondrous works. Hallelujah. You know the way things are going on. You left your door. Well, I guess I need to praise God and take a few tumbles. Because we was up on that hill. That door never was locked. We lived up on that hill. The kids went in and out of the door. In the back. You remember that? It was never locked. We didn't have a lock because we didn't have a key to it. And they were coming at night. But you know, it's God to keep you. I said, it's God to keep you. Because I thought, well, we living up on this hill. Praise the Lord. And people know, you know, we live up there. You know, most of the time we by myself up there. You know, people coming in and out. Not that many people. But I remember once a man came up there and he was looking kind of strange. But you know, God will take care of you. I say, God will take care of you. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Praise the Lord. I remember this couple came up. I don't know if I ever mentioned it to Daddy or not, because I need to. Because God took care of it graciously. And I knew he had something on his mind, and she did too, probably. So he was asking, your husband? I said, no. And the Lord always told me, said, never be afraid of people. Stand and look them right in the eye. Now, God told me that. Don't drop your eye. Look them right in the eye. It's something about looking them in the eye. So she was talking about, he said, well, so-and-so, and I could feel that evil. And I just looked at him. I said, well, my husband's not here. Did you come to see him? And I guess my bad on, see. He said, well, no, I guess. And he turned around. When he turned around, I felt that shiver. Shiver in me, sister. You know, I said, oh, boy. And then I began to thank God. I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for taking care of me. I thank you for taking care of me. Have you thanked him for taking care of you? I said, have you thanked him for taking care of you? You look back over your life. You sure enough got a testimony. You got a testimony. I said, you got a testimony. Praise the Lord. Bridget was in high school. She was in high school, and somebody called me and said, Miss Davis said, Bridget is sick. I said, really? Yes, she said, Bridget's sick. Well, I was supposed to get in my car, jump, and run down. The Holy Spirit said, wait. Yeah. He said, hold it. He said, call the school and call the nurse's office. So I come, don't tell me he won't lead you. I said, don't tell me he won't guide you. And I called her. She said, what? She said, no, Bridget is all right. She said, nobody's come into the office. I said, well, I just say, somebody trying to get me out of my house. We lived up on the hill, but they could have come in and tore the house down. Nobody would have never, you know what I mean? Let me tell you something. You serve God. I could tell you time and time again how God has taken care of me. I don't want to just take, I could tell you time. That's how come I preach, because I know he's God. I know he'll do what he's saying. I know he'll heal your body. I know he will. He'll do whatever you can believe him for. Don't you ever stop believing God. I'm waiting on God. I say, you might as well come on. I'm still waiting. I say, I'm going to still wait. I'm going to have my hands lifted up every day. I say, every day, God. Everybody come on and pray. I'm ready to praise the Lord. Jumping up, shouting, praise God. Praise. And I'm still, I said, that's all right. I said, but the Lord has heard me. And I said, I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to still have my hands up praising God. You need a healing? You may not always get it overnight. And I don't know why God, well, he knows what you can bear. He knows what I can bear. Pray, and I told God, this is the hand I lay on the sick. And this is the hand that's giving me problems. And I lay this hand on the sick. Why didn't he tack this hand? No, he tacks this hand. Amen. And I'm going to tell y'all something about Sister Davis now. So I was at my sister-in-law's house the other day, and she lifted her hands up, and her fingers are just really messed up through arthritis. I said, God, I don't want my hands looking like that. I got to go and pray for the sick. I don't want my hands like that. So you don't know what God do. That's individual. This is my thing. I said, I don't want my hands like that. And the boy that dropped me, I said, Lord, and I just lift my hands up. It hurt. I said, God, I'm here. I done told you now I don't want my hands like that. I said, that ain't scripture. You ain't tell me that I got to have arthritis and bend over. The scripture didn't tell me that. You didn't teach me that. You should have taught me that when you was teaching me. You didn't teach me that. I love people's testimony. Now y'all get ready to find out how crazy I am. I love testimonies about the power of God. But this sister was on yesterday. She said, oh, my husband is so sick. He got the some. He can't see and he can't walk. I said, Lord, and I saw it. I said, God, this is not what you taught me. Why don't somebody get on here and say, the Lord healed me? I said, Lord, you said you healed everybody. I said, now, Paul did say he left such a body. He left him at Melita sick. I said, but it didn't say that was just one time. I know you're going to be sick. All right, y'all don't have to like me. But that is not Bible. You cannot show me what God said. I have to have arthritis, Bruce Silas, and all that mess when I get old. Now, you show it to me, and I'll just say, well, I'll just take it humbly. Children of God, if the Bible don't say it, we can stand on it. I said, we can stand on it. Jesus has come to heal people. The Bible say he went around doing good. I said, well, we ain't Jesus. Yeah, but we supposed to emulate it. Well, we got saved. We supposed to, but the world has made us. But what you gonna do when you can't go to the doctor? What you gonna do? How I get here? What you gonna do when you can't go to the? What's gonna do when the next day they say your Social Security check is cut off? Preached this once before. What you gonna do? You don't want to think about it, do you? Especially we older that this is what we live on now is these checks. Amen. But they not gonna all. I'm gonna tell you something now. I've been digging in some stuff. God know I likes to know, so he always pull it up where I can know. Amen. Your Social Security check ain't going to be there all the time. They ain't got the money. Hello. And I heard a brother say, and I believe it. You know, let me tell you something. Give me a clap. Give me a clap. No, that's for you, Jesus. That's for you. Because you know what? If China get up and say, pay us, we lost. You know what keep us? Let me hear, what you think keeping us? The grace of God. I don't know why God love America so, but he keep her. She's overdue for whoopings. Way overdue. They say most nations give 200 years and that's it. We 214 or something like that over. God has got America here for a reason. Amen. One thing about us, we are very generous people. I just don't know what else. Because we throw it away everything else. We throw it away. We don't want God in the school. You can't say bless me in the church, in the stores. You can't say Merry Christmas. They want to put you in jail. What in the world? Then they want us to go along with all their stuff. But sin is sin. You can't dress it up, put a ribbon on it, shine it up. You can't shine sin up. God is against sin. Children, God, and he don't want you to sin because of you. Sin will get you in trouble, break you down, give you high blood pressure. Sin will be the ruin of you. That's why God said don't sin. And he's a holy God. You didn't think you're going to heaven if you got all this mess in your life. You got to clean up. We're going to have to clean up. Honestly. Now, you know what? People don't want to hear that. But, hey, that's okay. If I can't speak, but look, I got a whole world out there. I got a whole, if I want, I just stand out in front of Walmart. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to, just because you won't listen. Oh, no. There's somebody want to listen. Somebody want to hear. Somebody want to serve God. Everybody ain't want to go the wrong way. I don't believe that. If somebody want to be saved, like you all, y'all want to be saved. I say, you want to be saved. You may get back and say, well, I don't know if it take that. You know, you're going to say that too. Grandmom said it, but I don't know, you know, whether to take that. You know, if God tell you to do something, I don't know. This is kind of cute. I don't really like the word is. This is cute here. But it'll get to you. If you love God, he'll do just what he need to do for you. I said, I'm going to read you something. I'm not reading it for telling you to take your earrings off. I'm going to read it because we need to go back to Bethel. We need to go back to the house of God. We need to go back where God's where we started. Genesis 35. Headed down here to read it. Because I didn't know which way to go on this thing. But we need to go back to God. But I want to tell you how wonderful he is. I say he's so wonderful. Hallelujah. God said to Jacob, rise, go to Bethel. He said to revive a sinner. And dwell there and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when you was fleeing from your brother. Then Jacob said unto his house, so listen to this, and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you. Now, ain't that something? When God bless you, you get off and then you pick up all this crap. They had picked up everything. He said, put away the gods. Isn't that pitiful? Who answered me in the day of my distress. And, now he said, put away the strange gods and be clean and change your clothes or your garments. Let us rise and go up to Bethel. I will make there an altar to the Lord who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were with them, which was in their hand, and all the earrings which were in the ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. You know why? Because when you clean up, folks get scared of you. No, there comes a fear upon you. When you do what God tells you to do, and you do what God tells you, a fear comes upon you. Honestly, people be afraid. I was under a Bridget can tell you this. We were scared of this woman. That woman lived, I know she lived. She didn't never try to get up and tell nobody what she did. She didn't have to. Sister Lee, she didn't have to. We was absolutely a fear of, it was just a great respect. The fear, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about a respect that came upon them. Amen. So when you going back, you say, well, I want to go back. The church has been talking about all this time going back, but you can't go back and take stuff with you. You know, you can't turn, say, I'm going back to God. We're going to fast and we're going to pray. You can't bring the stuff with you. You got to leave the stuff, had it. Get rid of it. Throw it away. Do whatever you have to do. God want to deliver us. Children of God, God wants you delivered. Honestly, he wants all of us delivered. He wants us to be clean and righteous. Can't preach that enough. Now, people want to hear about how what he going to do now. How you going to heal her, make him walk, make that hand come out, you know, get some legs going and everything. He going to do all that. And I just love it because one scripture I read, I said, God, I don't know, I just don't know you. Because after all they did to God, after all they did, the prophet said, Elijah, when he killed those prophets, y'all mean at the, you remember when he killed those prophets? He said, God is doing this to turn your heart back. Now your heart is turned back. God has received. I said, Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, help us. Help us, God. Help us. We need to turn back. We need to ask God, Lord, what's in me? Quit trying to find out about everybody else. Get yourself right. Or as they said, sweep around your own back door. Get yourself right. The Lord wants to move here at Revival Center. I know it. There's a reason he put this place here. He ain't put all the money in this place for us to just come and sit on these seats. It's a reason. And pastor asking, Lord, I want to know now. I'm like Daniel. I got to know what I'm doing here. What do you want? Why this and why that? Yeah, I ask him, sure do. And I'm always encouraged. I say, okay, now, Lord, you don't encourage me now to this. Now I'm ready for you to do what you say now. This is it here now. I'm looking for God to move on you and you and you and you. All of you, praise the Lord. I'm looking for the young people to change because it takes God. You can tell them, say, y'all do this and y'all do that. That ain't going to work. Praise the Lord. You can tell them, all right, y'all stand up, praise the Lord. That ain't going to work. But I'm telling you, when the power of God comes down, when he comes in a place, praise the Lord, ain't nobody got to say nothing because he will move you. Nobody didn't tell us nothing. We just the power of God was there. And he wants to come in this place. Do we want him in here?
Yeah.
We want him in here? And I'm going to tell you what I'm seeking. I'm not seeking a show. Mm-mm. No. I'm seeking Bethel. To go back to Bethel. Amen. Well, I want to see God move. And I want to see the blind hear, the blind see and the deaf hear. Yeah, that's good. And we will see that. God is going to move in this place. But children of God, don't get so caught up in that. Don't get caught up in that. I've seen this. I have. And people just go hog wild and then they're gone. And all they do is want God like he a Santa Claus. And he, you know, just gimme, gimme, gimme. Jesus loves you. I say Jesus loves you. Jesus loves us all. And when we come in this place, he want to do just what you expected him to do. What do you expect him to do today for you? I said, what do you expect? He only going to do what you expect now. He going to do what you expect. He'll heal your body, save your soul, give you peace. I know one of the saints was saying how she was just so burdened, you know, just burdened. But the Lord lifted her burden. And I'm so glad of that. Amen. I'm so glad of that. I say, I'm glad of that. Amen. I want all those that got sinus trouble to come. We've got going to deliver you. This is your day to get delivered from sinuses. Sinus trouble. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. That thing is something. That sinus is, woo. It's terrible. People are sick. It's terrible. Hallelujah. Y'all ready for God to deliver you? You tired of that stuff? Hallelujah. You tired of it? You tired of it? You tired? You tired? You believe it? Raise your hands. I'm going to ask God what he told me to do. Be made whole. In Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Oh, my God. Touch in Jesus' name. Be made whole. Be made whole. I'm not talking about halfway. I'm talking about whole. Whole means complete. Complete. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Go and praise the Lord. Praise God. You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready? You ready to be made whole? In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I think sinus is up here, right? Yeah, right up in your nose. Hallelujah. I pray in Jesus' name. Oh, God. Make them whole. Lord Jesus, in your name. Whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Whew, thank you, Lord. Just go praise him. And, oh, my God. And thank him. Hallelujah. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Praise the Lord. Which one? Praise God in Jesus' name. Raise your hands. He got a little bit of fever. In Jesus' name, God. Make him whole. Hallelujah. Be made whole, brother, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be made whole, sister, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Be made whole in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Derek, you've been suffering a long time, but the Lord make you whole in Jesus' name. From the top of your head down to the sole of your feet in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I believe y'all believe. I believe y'all believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe you believe. Hallelujah, Jesus. Remember, it's Jesus. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give Jesus the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not by might or power, by his spirit. Hallelujah. Touch your knee, Jackie. Put your hand on your knee. Praise God. Be made whole. That pain in your knees. Come on. Come on. And shoulder, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Get it. Take it. Take it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's just get all that stuff out. Ain't that something? Yeah, it's draining out. Thank you, Lord. I'm believing to hear a wonderful testimonies about what Jesus has done. Give him another clap. You, Lord, you're so good. I just thank the Lord for Jesus. Hallelujah. At this time, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody got something to say? Oh.